This episode of the Omega Contingent is brought to you by Aethertopia, the nomadic city of steampunk makers. Find out more about the Aethertopia event by going to adventuretheater.net. And now, the Omega Contingent.
So, Gam, what are they doing down there?
Shh. It takes a few seconds for the sound to travel.
You don't know.
Shh. Ah, they're playing a game.
I know that. What game?
So you can see what they're doing?
Of course I can.
But how do I know you'll not just agree with me if I say it first?
Gentlemen, what has your attention down there?
Gam and I had a little wager about whose senses were better, my eyes or his ears.
I was about to tell him that they were playing croquet, and that one of the ladies was winning.
The one in the blue dress, to be precise.
You mean the one with the Boston accent? Then yes.
Now, we'll have to settle this one-upsmanship another day. Right now, we need to get moving.
Is there an emergency?
Yes, a big one. We just received an ethergram. Chicago is on fire. It's time to climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of five extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the marksman, the genius, and the alchemist. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the chaos and tyranny that threatened to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent. The blaze started last night. It's very suspicious. We have reports that some of Salazar's operatives have been seen in the area.
Salazar, that piece of filth. I can't wait to...
Sorry, Delta. Personal vendettas have to wait.
I know. I remember.
Omicron, I wish to point out that if the blaze is too hot or too large, we cannot get close with the Peregrine. The ship has many flammable components.
That would be bad.
That would be an understatement.
Is there something we can do to help stop the fire?
We may have to rely on local fire brigades for this one. But our mission is to find out why Salazar's people are in the area. It's not like them to just inflict wanton destruction. They want something, and somehow the fire is related.
Omicron, you know I can't.
Yes, Gamma. I expected you to want to stay on the ship and offer support from here. I really don't want to see you anywhere near the fire.
Thank you, Omicron. You are very understanding.
Wait, Gamma, what's wrong? You got something against Chicago?
Not Chicago. Just fire. Fire, it is personal.
Delta, this may not be the time.
I will have to stay with the ship as well. I do not believe Iris can handle the updrafts created by such a fire. It will be very difficult to maintain altitude and position.
Understood. You'll need to let us off as close as you can to Chicago. Where do you think will be the safest place to wait until we rendezvous?
Probably northeast, directly over Lake Michigan. Although we have a strong headwind from the southwest, I will make sure we are there before dawn.
Excellent. As it turns out, I suspect Salazar's target is also on the northeast side of the city. We'll come in north of Government Pier, by the lighthouse. Although I don't think light is going to be a problem. And very few people are going to be looking up. Let's make sure everything on the ship is battened down. That fire could create some dramatic updrafts. Then tonight we get our rest. I don't know when we'll be able to sleep again.
So, what do you think Salazar is after?
Honestly, I think he's trying to steal history.
For the rest of the day, we tie down every piece of equipment, furniture, and cargo on the Peregrine. Sigma explained that the fire as big as we were expecting to find Chicago could actually punch a hole in the cold front we were traveling through, creating an updraft like nothing I'd ever experienced. According to the reports we were getting from ocean agents on the ground, the fire had started in the southwest corner of the city. That was a problem. Like Sigma said, the winds were coming hard from the southwest and driving the flames up over the entire city. We were in a race against time. Whatever Salazar's men were looking for, they'd rather be gone or destroyed. But Sigma kept her word, and we used the rope elevator to land on Government Pier in the early hours of October 10th.
Gamma, I know you can hear me. We're down okay. Ask Sigma to keep watch for the flare gun. We may need to get out fast. Delta, New, let's head north along the water. Turn left at the fourth intersection. That should be Ontario Street.
Right behind you, Omicron. Omicron, what the devil is this flare gun?
Just as it sounds, it's a gun that fires a flare into the air. Brilliant inventor named Martha Costin put us onto it about 10 years ago. Sigma's made a few modifications. Here, have a look.
That's like a shotgun barrel on a pistol.
Yes, don't pull the trigger. I've only got a few of the flare shells with me.
No trouble there. Here, you hold this. I don't care much for guns.
But you have no trouble using your crossbow.
No, I think it's different. I can't explain it, really. It seems guns make it too easy for anybody to be a killer. Crossbow takes practice.
But of course, we only shoot to wound.
That takes even more practice. I'd like the challenge.
Fourth intersection. Should be Ontario.
Looks correct. Let's go. We've got 5 blocks to cover, and these flames are getting a bit too warm for my comfort.
Omicron, there's one thing I don't understand.
Only one? Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, only one I can think of right now. Why didn't Gamma want to come down here with us? I never imagined him being afraid of anything.
It's quite a story, actually. But it's not really mine to tell. Let's just say he had a bad experience once, and I respect his wishes.
Well, then I do too.
Oh my. Look, it's the fire brigade. They're fleeing north, up Dearborn. Hurry, we have to get to the Historical Society building. There's the building. Look, the roof is on fire. Quick, to the front door. Let's go, upstairs.
Omicron, what are they looking for?
Get down!
Before either of us could even find cover, Neil was running up the walls. Up the walls of the stairwell. She was bouncing back and forth between them, dodging bullets, and was up to the top in a split second.
Thank you, New. Delta, let's go.
This one is unconscious. The other one ran that way. He has a document.
I knew it. But he's running right into the flames.
He won't get far. He has to come back this way or burn.
Salazar's people aren't just henchmen. Many of them are fanatics for his cause.
There he is, and he's got a document in his hand.
Wait. Give us the document and you can go.
This? I would die before I let this document ever be seen by another person. It's disgusting. It's a perversion of all that is pure in our world.
Omicron, we've got to get out of here. This whole place is going to come down on top of us.
Give me that document.
Never.
Wait, no.
Oh my God, he ran into the fire.
Poor deluded soul.
Omicron, what was that document? Why was it so important?
That, Delta, was the original copy of the Emancipation Proclamation in Abraham Lincoln's own handwriting.
That's the most important piece of paper since the Constitution.
There are copies, photographs.
But we'll never have the original again.
No. Not even we can change that.
Omicron, Delta, this one is waking up.
Good. Now, let's have a talk. Wait, you're not one of Salazar's men. I know you.
Salazar? No. You, Omicron, you know who I serve.
Yes, Parshakova.
Countess Parshakova to you.
She's a monster, not a countess. And if she's here...
Of course she's not here.
Where is she? Tell me.
Why would I tell you anything?
Because if you don't, I'll do this.
Omicron reached into his waistcoat pocket and pulled out a small vial. He jerked one drop into the mouth of Parshnikova's men. And that's when I discovered how Omicron could be so persuasive with interrogations.
This is my own invention. I'm not terribly proud of it. My younger years, you understand. Because of this, you cannot lie to me. You cannot refuse to answer me. If you do, it will cause you to experience the most excruciating pain you can imagine. Let's begin. Where is Feodicia Parshakova?
Your alchemy doesn't scare...
Where is she? Last chance. I'm only just getting started.
Testigo! Testigo!
He passed out.
We have to bring him outside. We'll have to find someone else to save him. We don't have time.
You and I carried the body outside and put him down in the middle of the street.
Excuse me! You people better get out of here fast! Do you need assistance, sir?
No, but this man was trying to loot the Historical Society. I need you to take him into custody. This is my badge. And if you have any questions, take this card, send a telegram.
Washington? Yes, sir, certainly. Chambers, Johnson, come help me with this man.
Thank you, officer. Delta, New, we need to find out what Peshtigo is.
Excuse me, sir. Did you say Peshtigo? You don't know?
You do?
Of course. It's a town about 150 miles north of here, right on the bay. It's got to be better than this place. Move along, folks!
Thank you, officer. You have no idea what you may have just done for your country. New, Delta, let's go. I'm afraid this entire affair has been nothing but a distraction from their real mission. We have no time to waste. It's time we use the flare gun. Back to the Peregrine!
Welcome back. Glad to see you are all safe.
New and I have to give Sigma our new course and plan. Will you two keep watch?
Of course I will.
Yes, Omicron. How was it down there?
Warm. We didn't save the Emancipation Proclamation, but we're on our way north now to a town called Peshtigo.
Peshtigo? Well, hopefully there will be no more flames there.
Gamma, if you don't mind me asking...
It is something I don't talk about.
We're friends, Gam, but I can't imagine why you'd be afraid of anything. And fire? I mean, what could have happened?
No. I was not always this way, as you see me now. Just like Beryl, arms like trees. I was born quite normal in my village in Ukraine.
You? Normal? That's hard to believe.
Yes. Normal little boy. Climbing trees, playing games. Then one day, a terrible fire broke out and surrounded my village. There was no way out.
Oh my god.
I watched my neighbor's homes burn. The tiny building that was our church. Dozens of people huddled inside, praying for salvation from the flames. I heard their screams. And when the flames approached my home, my father tried to fight the flames. My mother, my sisters, I watched them all burn. And then I felt the flames. My clothing got on fire. As my mother tried to shield me, she got herself on fire. I watched her die. I was 9 years old. She died screaming, trying to save me.
Oh, Gamma. So...
But that was only the beginning. Once the flames died down, a group of people I had never seen came to the remains of the village. I heard them calling out, looking for survivors. They found me, crying in the burned ashes of my house. I was holding my mother's hand, but there was nothing attached to it. I heard them shouting, "We found one," and they grabbed me and took me away. They made me leave my mother behind. I had no clothes. They had all been burned off. My skin was burned, and it hurt horribly. But they grabbed me anyway. My skin is covered in blisters and sores. Once I left my mother, I realized how much it hurt, but that was when they took me to the Pomeshcha, the estate. There, my wounds healed very quickly. And then, the experiments began.
Experiments? You mean they experimented on you?
Yes. They were believers in the new idea of Francis Galton, the manipulation of species. They are trying to accelerate human evolution, finding ways to make people better. Most branches of this new science, like in America and Germany, they focused on breeding. They call it eugenics. But this group of Dr. Galton's followers, they focused on manipulating bodies themselves.
Oh, Gamma.
Nah. As I went through puberty, they injected me with all kinds of fluids and cellular material from other humans and animals, just to see what would happen. Because it was so hard to kill me, it seemed like they didn't care how much they hurt me. And it hurt. Many of the other children died in the experiments. Some lived. Some joined the eugenics movement, thinking themselves to be superior to other humans. I saw them as traitors.
Why didn't you run away?
Didn't take them long to discover that my experience had made me psychologically terrorized by fire. Every night, when I wasn't chained, they put me in a cell with flammable gas in the bars. The gas was lit, and it was like a wall of fire all around me. Again, and again, again.
That must have been... That's how your family was...
Yes. Every night was like reliving the horror of the death of my village. Of my mother.
So when did they let you go?
Oh, they didn't. But one night, the gas line clogged.
And you were able to escape?
No, Delta. I didn't escape. By then, I was 19 years old. I hated these people. I hated what they did to me. But mostly, I hated what they stood for. Every ounce of rage in my body welled and exploded. I destroyed the estate. I killed every single god, every scientist, every person. I even killed the other children. Those who had decided to help the eugenicists, I snapped them, tearing them apart with my bare hands.
Sweet Jesus.
I couldn't kill them all, though. Remember, some were even harder to kill than I was.
So, where did you go?
I roamed the wilderness for 2 years. I avoided all contact with people. But soon, there were rumors about me. And that's when someone came to find me. I finally met another human being I could trust. I knew he could be trusted. He visited me every week. He never pushed. Ultimately, I knew he was different. Because he was the first person to tell me not to kill. And now he is still my friend. And my mentor.
Omicron.
Yes. And now we must help him. You said we are going to a place called Peshtigo.
Yes, he said there was someone there. A cohort of Salazar. Someone named Countess Peshkova or something.
Parshikova.
Yeah, that's it.
Veltisia Parshikova. That beast. She was...
You know her?
She was one of the other children who turned. She joined the eugenics movement. I told you I couldn't kill them all.
Well, apparently, she's who we're going to meet.
I must speak with Omicron.
I'll keep watch.
I'll be back.
In the full months we've been traveling together, Gamma had always been the happiest member of the crew. I never would have guessed how horrifying his life had been. There was no hint of it. But now, as we approached Prestigo, I could see something different about him. He didn't smile. His eyes were full of hatred like I'd only known once before, after the clan had killed my wife. I knew there was no more talking to him about the situation. He had something consuming him, just like the fire he feared so much.
Good Lord. Look.
This is where Peshtigo is supposed to be.
It is all burning.
This entire region is on fire. I've seen brush fires before, but this has to be 1,000 square miles burning.
Probably 2,000 or more.
Omicron, we must stay over the water. I cannot take the Peregrine over that. The wind and the updraft are... Look, houses are being lifted into the air.
That was someone's home.
Delta, Gamma, I need you scanning the waterfront. We need to find Parshikova's boat.
I'll find it.
Yes, Omicron, I can say right now that almost every boat in Green Bay is covered with people trying to escape from the flames. Rafts, I see people in barrels, in washtubs. They're doing everything they can to escape.
We'll keep going north along the coastline. We may find her yet.
He slowly cruised up the coast of Wisconsin, passing over Wisconsin's state line, into Michigan. And the fire was still going, but after about a half hour...
Omicron, I hear voices.
I see a paddle boat, a steamer. There's only half a dozen people on the deck.
They're all speaking Russian.
We found her. Sigma, bring us in as close as you can over that steamer just north of us. Try to stay in the smoke. Use it as cover.
I will try, Omicron. But the updrafts and the heat, I cannot get low enough to use the rope elevator.
I will take care of the boat, Omicron. You go on the land, in the flames. You find Parshikova.
I'll find her, Gamma. You have my word.
Are we over the boat, Delta?
Wait. Now, Gamma! And with that, Gamma leaped over the rail of the Peregrine and landed on the main deck of the steamship. Well, technically, he landed on the second floor down, as the top deck wasn't strong enough to stop his weight. He disappeared after that, as we made our way toward the first area of land that wasn't completely engulfed in flames.
Sigma, get us over the shore further north. I think you can finally go inland a bit there. Delta, keep your eyes open. We're looking for a woman in black.
That will make her easy to see at night.
No excuses. It's almost morning.
I'll keep looking. Wait. There. Tall woman. Dark hair. No, that can't be her. She's carrying a baby.
No, that's definitely her. Sigma, bring us down. New, you stay on board and help Sigma with the ship. Things could get out of hand and she might need your help. Now, lower the rope.
We took the rope elevator down. I had my crossbow and Omicron had his rapier. We started through the fields of clear-cut forest, stepping over logs and rocks.
Delta, I'm about to ask you to do something. Please understand, it's important that you follow my instructions.
Whatever you say, Omicron.
If you get a clean shot with your crossbow at Parshakova, you take it. I mean right between the eyes.
That's a kill shot, Omicron.
I know what it is, and I need you to do it for me.
But we don't kill. We're not like them.
I know what we are, and I know what you must do. Can I count on you?
It doesn't feel right, Omicron. You brought us this far. You say so. It won't be my first time killing, but I thought I'd already had my last.
Thank you, Delta.
But what about the baby?
I trust your aim. And not to sound callous, but I'm not terribly concerned about that baby getting hurt.
Why not?
Because it's already survived this.
You mean this baby is like Gamma?
Exactly.
Well, here she comes.
Stop right there, Parshakova.
Omicron! How nice to see you again.
Put the child down, Firdicia, and you can walk away.
Oh, please, Omicron. You know you can't stop me. You can't stop us. Eugenics is the future. You are the past. Now get out of the way of science.
Pardon me, ma'am, but I believe Omicron asked you to put down the child.
Oh, Omicron, is this your new pet? He's handsome, so big. Is he really a good shot, as Salazar said?
Ma'am, I don't want you to have to find out. Now put the baby down.
Never.
Delta? Good shot, Delta.
Yes, sir. Wait. Omicron, she didn't fall down.
I know you didn't miss, but I was hoping it might slow her down a bit.
Really, Omicron? You really thought an arrow would stop me?
You must admit it was well placed.
So I hope you see now that resistance is futile.
We'll never stop trying.
That's what I thought you'd say. Igor! Ivan!
It was at that point that I saw two men, one on each side of us, come out of the brush. They both had rifles. One trained on me, one trained on Omicron.
Your guards. Of course.
I hate guns.
I see why.
Enough, you two. Put down your weapons.
As you wish.
We can't just surrender like this, Omicron.
I'm afraid we're short on options, and that fire is getting perilously close.
But just then, I heard the sound behind me. There was no mistake in those footsteps.
Parshakova!
I turned to see Gamma standing behind me, carrying two huge branches, one in each hand. Their ends lit bright like torches.
Gregor!
That is not my name anymore.
Oh, but it is, Gregor. It will always be your name. In fact, my sister just had a baby. I made sure they named him in your honor.
Honor? You don't know the meaning of the word.
Salazar said he had seen a man with Omicron. When he described him, I knew it had to be you. I'm so glad to see our experiment succeeded. That is why we needed to start over again.
I am not your experiment, Theodicia. Here is that child. Not anymore.
And with that, Gamma hurled those two burning logs, one in each direction, taking out both of Parshakova's dogs.
Nice throw, Gamma.
It makes no difference. I have what I came for. And she and I can both survive the flames. And your monster here? Gregor, or Gamma, as you call him? He is like a kitten, always afraid.
Only a fool would not be afraid of fire, Parshakova. But my fears no longer make my choices for me.
Catch her, Gamma. Get the child.
Gamma exploded past us as Countess Parshakova turned and ran into the burning forest, carrying that baby girl in her arms.
Delta, get your crossbow.
Already reloaded.
Can you see him, Del?
No, nothing. Wait, there he is. And there he was, walking back out of the forest. His clothes were nearly burned off. His hair was gone. His skin was red and blistering. But his arms were completely folded over his chest. And his head was down.
Oh, thank God you're back, Gamma.
I'm fine, Omicron. And so is this little girl.
What happened to Countess Parshakova?
I caught her, and when I did, I grabbed her and took the child from her. And then... I... Omicron, please do not be disappointed in me.
Whatever you did, Gamma, I understand.
But I let her go. Killing her would make me the monster, Del. That is what they wanted from me. That is what they will never get.
I'm afraid her henchmen weren't so lucky. That fire has spread way too quickly.
Is there nothing we can do to help them, Delta?
No. I can see from here. They're both... It's too late.
They'll just be two nameless travelers caught in the blaze. What a sad way to go. I wish we could have helped them make better choices.
Omicron, what do we do with this baby? If we take her with us, they will know she is special. We can't always be there to watch her. They will hunt for her, and she will be at the risk of being found again and used by the eugenicists.
We can't just leave her here.
No, but there are families moving up the coastline. We can leave her with one of them. Maybe they can help her find her own family again. But hopefully, she'll just grow up with a normal life, never knowing what might have become of her had Parshakova gotten away with this.
She is a strong child. She'll be okay. I can tell.
Thanks to you, Gamma. All thanks to you.
Omega Contingent Episode 3, The Origin of Super Species, is a production of Adventure Theater and featured the voice talents of Elizabeth Beale, Christopher Dijak, Caroline Ash, Nathan Hemnes, Miles Marker, Verity McGowan, Anthony Sakovich, and Keith Surplus. Omega Contingent was created and written by Anthony Sakovich and directed by Miles Marker. To learn more about the real historical events depicted in this episode, go to AdventureTheater.net where you can discover all the history you weren't taught in school. This recording and the story, characters, and situations depicted within are the property of their author and creator and protected by copyright.